This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Roads have been reopening in Buffalo after it got buried by several feet of snow. Authorities are still searching for anyone else who may have died. The AP's Donna Warder.
The blizzard in western New York claimed more than three dozen lives, with the city of Buffalo being one of the hardest hit areas. 63-year-old Carolyn Eubanks, who needed an oxygen machine, collapsed into her son's arms after losing electricity at her Buffalo home. Her son tells the Buffalo News that he and his stepbrother knocked on nearby doors and got help from a neighbor, but Eubanks couldn't be revived. I'm Donna Warder.
Air travel is still fouled up because of the storms over the past few days. Thousands of flights canceled today, most of them Southwest Airlines flights. Danielle Zanin was stranded for 4 days after her flight home to Illinois from New Mexico got canceled, she said.
It's not my first time flying Southwest, but it really might be my last. They just do not have anything together, from what it seems.
The Vatican says retired Pope Benedict is lucid, conscious, and stable, but his condition remains serious. Yesterday, it revealed that Benedict's health has been worsening. He is 95 years old and retired in 2013. Ukraine says it shot down most of the missiles Russia fired at energy facilities across several regions of Ukraine this morning. The biggest wave of strikes in weeks targeting power stations and other critical infrastructure during freezing weather. Air raid sirens rang out across Ukraine. Several people were wounded, although there were no immediate reports of any deaths. Here in the U.S., the number of people seeking unemployment rose only slightly last week, with the labor market remaining strong. Applications for unemployment climbed by 9,000. This is AP News. Now to new worries about China and COVID.
Moves by the US and Japan to mandate COVID-19 tests for those arriving from China reflects global concern that new variants could emerge from China's explosive outbreak. The surge in cases of COVID-19 in China has led other nations to take protective measures, as governments worry China may not inform the world quickly enough of any new variants that could emerge. Whilst there have been no reports of new variants so far, there are concerns that China is not being transparent with data on signs of evolving strains that could spark fresh outbreaks elsewhere. India, South Korea, Taiwan and Italy have also announced various testing requirements for passengers from China. Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says his country is waiting to see what happens.
We'll continue to monitor the circumstances that are occurring in China and in other parts of the world.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.